News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
You will have seen yesterday that a verdict was reached in the case of the murder of 32-year-old Natalie McNally. And speaking outside the court, Natalie McNally's brother said, "Violence against women and girls is the shame of our society and we must do everything possible to end it." I'm joined now by Executive Director of Rape Crisis Network Ireland, Cliona Sadlier. Cliona, I suspect people will look at this and try to decide, is this a case of an egregious and horrific act that is indicative of somebody being an evil person, or is it emblematic of a wider problem in relation to domestic violence and violence towards women? What's your view?
Well, I think it has to be both. Clearly the murder was horrific. All murders are, but the level of violence described in the court, it took 40 minutes to describe her injuries in court. But the other part of it, of course, is that this was entirely premeditated. It was planned. The cover story was planned. And afterwards, Stephen McCullough then played the role of the grieving partner. So every part of it is, you know, when we look at it here now and he's been convicted, is that the coldness with which that seems to have been carried out by him all the way through is just appalling and shocking and hard to take in. And that does speak to something much broader than simply his own personal character. It speaks to an infrastructure, if you like, a support structure that allowed him to do that, that allowed him to, at every stage where he planned this, where he sat with her the night before watching sitcoms, when he had already planned her murder. That is about an infrastructure that allowed him to do that. That's about support structure that gave him, if you like, the permissions, and those permissions were about his sense of entitlement to own her, to treat her as an object, and to punish her right up to death, for whatever transgressions he thought were, you know, allowed him to do that. He had a narrative behind that, and that narrative was misogyny. And that narrative, if you like, is built into our culture. And it's shocking to us that he had that support, if you like, that he had that narrative to draw on.
As is built in, presumably, the reality that for most women who are victims of violence, it will be at the hands of somebody who ostensibly loves them.
Mm. Yes. Well, I think loves them is you know, that's the debatable word there. But I think what you mean there is, like, you know, someone who, you know, where we have, if you like she was with him the night before watching sitcoms. You know, she was 15 weeks pregnant. They were talking, they'd named the child already. They were talking about their future. You know, so she had every reason to believe that she was in a loving relationship. We don't know what else went on in that relationship. He didn't take the stand. He hasn't given us his words, and he hasn't given us any version of his motivation, whether we believe that or not. But what we do know is that yes, the people that women, and this is the question of violence against women here, women are most at risk from the people close to them, and certainly from their partners and ex-partners. And that's part of the nature of violence against women, is the intimacy of that violence.
Cliona, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Cliona Sadlier, who is Executive Director of Rape Crisis Ireland. And if you have been impacted by any of the issues that we were discussing, you can, of course, contact Women's Aid. Their 24-hour national free phone helpline is 1-800-341-900, or there is the 24-hour rape crisis helpline on 1-800-77-88-88. 53106 if you want to get in touch with the show, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.